Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker is here. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, 14 years. How about that? Long time he's been hanging out with us. We basically raised Tom, and he's one of the top brain strategists on the planet, maybe across the galaxy. He's a writer. He writes about these things. He speaks about these things. And when I say brand strategist, folks, I'm not talking about Nike swoosh. I'm talking about the holistic approach to putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of The Business of Belief, A Clear Eye for Branding, A Little Less Conversation. You're starting to get the idea. Big thinker, Tom Asacker. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Tom. I was telling the audience a little bit before you got here, kind of tipping your hand a little bit as to what you want to talk about. And I was just pointing out that my experience in my own life as an entrepreneur is that I'm the best of me and I'm the worst of me. And, you know, there are parts of me that have allowed me to do things that nobody else has ever done, and many things that other people thought couldn't be done and wanted to know how in the world I did it. And yet I did. And then there are parts of me that are absolutely 16-inch thick brick walls that I've run into, and they're all the same person. What do you think?
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, what happens to all of us is that, you know, we develop this identity of ourselves over time, and we hold tight to that, you know. Like, to your point, you know, what works we keep doing. And despite the changes around us, and that's the thing to be aware of, is that it's not just you that's making this thing happen for you. It's you and your connection to the outside world, to an audience, you know, to people that you serve. And I think we lose track of that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think so too. And The big thing is, one of the things that helped me a long time ago, and I've mentioned this before, probably, golly, decades ago, in another life, I was taught self-analysis. I was taught how, and this note was no big deal, I didn't take a course, but I was taught, there was the intention of this company to teach their salespeople self-analysis. And so what it was for was, whenever I left a call, they taught me how to break that call down and sort of replay it in my head like a movie, including my role in that call. And how did I do? What did I do right? What did I do wrong? What could I have done better? So every post-call analysis was also a pre-call analysis, because I had another appointment coming up, right?
Right.
And that self-analysis exercise, that instruction that I got, the role-playing and all that, That activity really helped me to see about these speed bumps that I keep putting up in front of myself.
Yeah. Listen, it's important to be self-reflective, but to a certain extent, what I'm seeing today, because of the economy, because of the competitive nature of the marketplace, I'm seeing a lot of people who are doing probably a little too much self-reflection, and that, you know, they're asking these existential questions, like, who am I? What's my purpose? How come I'm not growing?
And they're usually whimpering when they ask those questions, don't they?
Well, no, this is a crisis for many people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and what they're missing is that they're not going to find their purpose by going in. They're going to find their purpose by going out to the audience and saying, how can I stay relevant and top of mind and create new value and offer new value? If you look at these companies, especially internet-based companies that are growing like crazy, the most valuable companies in the world today, they don't, I mean, if you were Amazon and you developed this identity, well, I'm an online book retailer, that's what I do. I mean, Amazon is producing original television shows.
Right.
You know? You know, and look at Facebook. They were a closed network, social network at Harvard. Now they're getting into news, peer-to-peer payments. You know,
but the thing is, though, Tom, I completely agree with you. But back to this amazing rocket ship we have inside of us, and these brick walls we have. Somebody in Amazon or whoever you want to talk about. When the idea first came up, they said, "But wait a minute, we're not in the movie business. We're online publishers." Roadbump, brick wall,
exactly.
And then somebody said, "You know, well, how do you know we are? Why can't we try this?" You know, and that's what I meant when I said you have the answers to your rocket ship. You have the keys to the rocket ship, and you have the trial laying the bricks. Both of those things are in either hand.
Yeah, and that all revolves around what your beliefs are. You know, I mean, I was reading some research about belief in weight loss, and it said that if you believe that you were born fat, basically, then you're going to stay that way because your belief is going to drive your behaviors. And it's a strange connection, but basically it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if Amazon believes, if everybody there says, no, we're an online book retailer, that's what they will remain.
Mm-hmm.
But if Amazon says, no, what we are is someone who's going to serve our audience with innovative products and services and whatever it happens
and
to
we
be.
Don't, and we don't care what that is.
No, we don't. Why should we?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the business we're in. See, this is about business. I think people forget what business is. Business is a connection of value to an audience. And the crazy thing is, and this is really hard for me to really understand how people can let this happen. If you have an audience of any sort today, that is a huge asset.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause someone else is going to try to take that audience away.
Right. That's right.
So how do you get deeper involved with that audience and provide more products and services and benefits? That's what everyone's trying to do.
I need your website, please.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
Check it out, folks. Tom Asecker, and I will be right back 10:20 after the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.